Hello, wonderful leader. You are here, and I am so excited to welcome you to Leadership Bootcamp. You have made an investment in yourself, and I really want to celebrate that. It is so rare sometimes for us to actually take the time to make an investment and spend time to do the things that we need. We're always doing things for other people. It's a real luxury to be able to do something for yourself. So congratulations, and I want you to celebrate that. This video is going to explain some of the expectations for the class, as well as what to expect for you. So, some expectations that I have for you. I would love for you to bring a beginner's mind and an open heart to all of the things that you might experience. So, that means whenever I offer a new idea, just take it with a like open mind. That's curious. That's interesting. Hadn't heard of that before. Also take the experiments that I offer as an invitation to try something. Try it, see how well it fits. This class is going to offer you so many strategies and tools, you won't be able to try them all. It's like going to a clothing store and you have this huge wide array of all sorts of things that you could select from. Pick the ones that work for you. It's okay to leave the other ones on the rack. So that's the first one, bring an open mind. Second one, I want you to know that you are the one that has the power in this class. You are the one whose life this is gonna change. You are the one that is going to actually do the work, have the insights, and take the action. If you do that, you have the potential to transform your whole life. You have the potential to go from basic survival to thriving. And I wanna help you do that if possible. But you're the one that has the power. I'm the one who will remind you how powerful you are if ever you forget. Okay, those are my expectations of you. What can you expect of me and this class? First of all, this class is all gonna be here on Teachable. What you're gonna need to do is when you see an email that says, hey, the new lecture is here, go on, click on the login for Teachable. Log into the account, you'll see the course. You can log in on your computer, or there's actually an iPhone app or an iPad app. So there is an Apple app in which you can access the Teachable content. So please use whichever format works better for you. Once you get in there, you'll see the course page with a progress bar, as well as what curriculum and lectures are available. Those ones are going to be what are called dripped. That means that there's going to be several different things that are unpublished or locked, whereas other things are going to be available. So look for the ones that are published. Those are the ones that are going to be happening, because each week it's only going to be one video, one lecture. For each class, you're going to have a video. You're going to have the option to download the audio only. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. There's going to be discussion, experiments, going further. If there's been any different tools, forms, visuals, all of that will be inside of the class content right underneath the video. The downloadable audio is on the recommendation of a client that I work with. She's one who's always really busy, as we all are, and was specifically requesting, could the content be available as something that she could listen to when she's out for a run or when she's commuting to work or doing the dishes? Absolutely. That's what the download audio is for. Instead of doing the video, download the audio and then you can listen to it at any time, whenever it is convenient for you. The visuals will be all inside of the course content and you can take a look at it at your leisure. But then the 20 minutes that you spend listening or watching are yours. So feel free to just listen. I will make sure that the visuals or any other tools that you need are available inside of the text underneath the video and the audio. Remember, there's discussion questions. Please do use that chat area. That chat area is also the best place to ask for support. So if you have any questions, if you're not sure what I meant by a certain thing, if you want more information, anything, please put that in the chat along with the discussion question prompt for the week. There's going to be experiments to try. Those are invitations. They don't have to be done. Please do not beat yourself up if you don't try it. It's just an idea. But if you try it, it's going to be practice to getting yourself into the habits that will actually create the change. There's lots of other ways to do it. If you come up with a really awesome one, please do, again, put it in the chat so that other people can benefit from your experience. Finally, if you have other questions, don't hesitate to email me. My email is inteachable, but it is also available at irene@irenesalter.com. Super easy. Please email me if you have anything that you want to ask me about. If I can't answer it right away, in the email, I will be sure to address it when we do our integration sessions. Every fourth week is going to be an integration session. And during that time, I will answer any questions that have come up, especially ones that have come up more than once. We'll be together on Zoom and we'll be able to both answer those questions, but then the real heart of it is being able to dig in and do some actual work together, some practice, some experientials, and some discussion so that you can work together with the other people that are in the class. When are those Zoom meetings for the integration weeks going to take place? That's a really good question. Those integration week Zoom meetings are going to be dropped sometime that month. So at least 2 weeks before, hopefully right at the beginning of the month, I will let you know when that month's integration week Zoom meeting is going to take place. I'm going to try to make sure that they happen around the same time of day or around the same day of each week. I can't make any promises though, because that's planning a long way out for me, and we'll just have to see. And that, in a nutshell, is what to expect. If you have any questions, again, email or drop a comment right down below. This week, there is a discussion question. I want to get to know you. I want to know what brought you to the class. I want a little bit of an introduction. So please tell me a little bit about yourself in the discussion, and we look forward to having you in the class.